Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I mean, I don't know. From KMBC,
we got an update.
Officials with the Kansas City Division of the FBI says agents were involved in a standoff downtown Kansas City this morning. Agents closed off Broadway Boulevard near 32nd Street, where they worked to apprehend a man believed to have been barricaded inside a hotel room in the area.
I'd be upset if I was going to Costco. That's kind of bad.
Officials said agents had a warrant to arrest the man for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution.
Uh-oh. Is this our guy? Did we get Chief Zahomik?
Authorities said the individual was taken to custody around 8:30 without incident. No additional details have been released. I don't know.
You had said to me he'd be stupid to come to Kansas
City. Absolutely stupid.
To which I responded, he's a criminal. What do you expect?
Is it Chiefsaholic? We don't know.
We'll keep you posted. We brought this to you at 7:30 as part of breaking news. We'll keep following it. Reached out to my sources within the department.
Anything?
Nothing as of yet.
When they don't respond.
They're looking for a lot of people, let's be honest.
Yeah, there's people that are
There's a good, I don't know. It could be something completely unrelated.
And what's a good chance of catching somebody like that? Like, how many of those happen a day? I'm asking because I don't know.
Probably a bunch.
Probably a lot, right?
Yeah.
There's probably people fleeing on foot, as they like to say in the news.
Probably a lot of quietly done ones. You don't even,
suspect flees on foot.
They flee on foot, or they just run away.
Or they run away.
That's always a valid question. Yeah.
This guy ran away.
This guy apparently did.
Have we checked the IHOP?
No.
Because there used to be an IHOP over there now, about 31st. Actually, Linwood and Broadway, there used to be an IHOP. It's not there anymore.
It is gone.
Brown's Irish Market is right there. My friends over at Brown's Irish Market, they saw this guy.
I would think if he's going anywhere.
Kerry, did you see him?
It would be to Kansas to claim some tickets.
Yeah, you got to cash in, so yeah, that's right.
I would expect he wouldn't be, unless he was hiding out the Missouri side.
Right.
And driving, I don't know.
What you got to do is just spill into Kansas,
We'll keep
though.
You updated.
Yeah, we will keep you
updated. Royals Twins tomorrow, 3:10 first pitch right here on 610 Sports Radio. Vern's On Deck Show at 2. Right here on 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball.
Hey, if you're looking for some place to eat today, today is Jersey Mike's Day of Giving. 100% of their proceeds today are going towards Braden's Hope, which I always think is kind of cool. They do this every year. Olathe, Overland Park, and Lenexa locations are going to give 100% of their proceeds today to Braden's Hope here in the Kansas City area. They're going to raise $20 million nationwide just in today only at Jersey Mike's. So that's a pretty good deal. If you're looking for something to do today to grab a bite to eat, go to one of the local Jersey Mike's, and they're giving all their proceeds to Braden's Hope today.
One of the best cheesesteaks in town.
There you go.
Money.
There you go. That sounds good right now.
I've set we've set a floor pretty much for our kids. Like, they're very active and they're very busy and what have you. And I don't want to overburden them, but
right.
Go get a job. Make enough money to get gas.
That's all. You better have like six jobs for that now, right?
And then for every time you say, I don't like what you have for dinner, that you make your own money and go do that.
That's right.
Right?
Because I text now ahead of time. I said, this is what I'm offering for dinner tonight. If you don't like it, please take care of that before you arrive home.
Yeah. That's the thing now. Like, if you
and
don't
I get,
like it,
thumbs down.
If you don't like it, they circle back to wherever else. Okay, great. That's on your dime. But at this point, don't care.
And the more nights you don't eat it, or the more nights I keep rolling it back out there until it smells.
The options are still going to be the same. So it's like a bare, it's like a floor. Like, you know, that's, if you could do more, that's great. But that's, you know, put gas in your tank. All right.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James' kid already has $7 million.
Excuse me.
In NIL.
How much?
Seven.
What school does he play
billion,
for?
But million. I mean, still. I mean, it's not.
Who cares? MRB in this one.
It doesn't compare to, you know, dad's.
No,
dad's,
billion.
Dad's. He's not even stepped foot on a college campus yet.
Right.
He's got like a Beats deal, and he's got a bunch of. He is yet to play a college basketball game. We don't know if he'll play a college basketball game. He's still playing in high school.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's still in high school and already has this money.
Dad's like, yeah, you got your, we'll set you up with an annuity or whatever. You got, you're good.
Like Bronny you're right good. Now could never work a day in his life and never play a day of basketball. He'd be just fine.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't have to play. He doesn't have to play again. He's got a Nike deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a Beats deal.
He's in high school.
Yeah. Could you imagine that?
So with that NIL money right there, that's not coming from any direct school. That's just coming from the companies themselves.
No, this is just endorsement money based on his social media abilities. Right. Yeah.
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 That's just coming from companies themselves. So that doesn't even count what some school is going to probably pay him to go there.
Yep. Yep.
We were talking about this NIL stuff earlier about building a building or spending the money on the NIL, and I received a text message from somebody that's pretty involved in a major athletic department here in the United States of America. And here's the text that I got. This is going to make you wonder, oh boy. It says, programs are struggling to meet their payments on NILs.
Struggling.
More has been promised than can be paid, and the big money donors are tired of fronting the bill. Trouble is coming.
More has been promised and delivered?
That's right.
I can't imagine that's the case.
You can't? Huh. Interesting. I thought you would be like, yeah, for sure.
If LeBron literally just said, Bronny, you're on your own.
Right.
Bronny's like, all right.
Fine.
Sure. Whatever.
What do I care? I'm good.
Whatever.
I got $7 million in the bank. I'm good to go.
Oh, my goodness.
So here we sit.
It's just he would have to work a day in his life and not do anything. He's out there earning it.
Right.
Bronny's already earning it.
He's already earning
Say
his money.
Say what you will.
Yeah.
He's earning it.
But all these schools are making these promises and they're not getting the money. And what are you going to do? Are there going to be lawsuits?
I hope dad's able to still tell him no. I don't know.
Yeah.
We just deal with the, you don't want that for dinner? Well, go buy your own.
That's right.
Now, you don't want that? Well, yeah, I will live on my own, Dad.
Yeah, fine. I'll buy my own house. $7 million. And I'll pay cash.
Yeah. So hopefully he's still able to tell his kid no.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, how do you tell your 17-year-old kid no? He's got $7 million in the bank. I'm
pretty,
grounding you. Oh,
pretty tough.
Okay, I'll buy myself out
pretty
of
tough.
Being grounded.
But
get my own DoorDash.
That's right, yeah.
I own DoorDash, Dad.
Right, yeah.
Be like Shaq telling his kids no. I'm rich.
Yeah.
You're not rich.
I'm rich.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm all right. I'm doing all right. Brian's like, I'm doing all right.
Bron's like, I got a bag or two in the bank.
Yeah, but Bronny's like, I got $7 million. LeBron's like, I made that yesterday.
Yeah, well.
I got a billion.
I can make it work. I can stretch that dollar.
How much fun would that be, though, man, being that kid? That's awesome. I don't want to hear about, oh, you know, he's too young to have that kind of money. No, he's not. Give him all the money.
Definitely be stashing a bunch of that, but yes, there'd be a certain
under the
amount,
mattresses.
There'd be a certain amount you'd be allowing the debit card.
And that's for sure. And you know, with Dad, that money is never going to be blown.
No,
he's got him with the right people. They're taking care of that cash. It's awesome, man.
Now for the NILs, as you mentioned, another layer of the problematic nature of this thing is overpromising,
underdelivering.
You're also dealing with essentially sponsorship dollars.
Yeah, what if you don't get the sponsorship dollars to come in for whatever
reason?
What if
somebody cancels?
Right.
What if that particular player is already there and
right.
you pretty much made assurances that we're going to get this and they're not going to get this?
And what if I don't give you the donation that I said I was going to give you? Like something happened, I lost my assets in the market. I don't have that money anymore. I know I promised it to you, but I ain't got it.
You want to be the collectors of that?
It's one thing to say, all right, we don't have enough money for this building. Take out a banknote right? You can finish the building with a loan. Now you're talking about money that was going directly to kids to get them on campus. I don't know that the bank is writing a loan check for that. And we need a $30 million line of credit for what? To pay these guys are going to be here for like 6 months. Yeah, I'm not getting involved in that.
I couldn't imagine.
Banks are going to do that.
I was going to say, I can't imagine that would be a great case to be made for floating you a loan. I don't know. It's the Wild West right now. I don't know where the end game is. We're not anywhere near the end game.
What's the collateral you're going to give the bank for this, though?
I don't know.
We'll give you the university if we don't come. If we don't
tickets. Like, I don't know.
Seriously, like what is it? What's the collateral? The bank needs collateral. We need $20 million on loan. Okay, what do you need it for? To pay a guy to play point guard for 6 weeks? Yeah, we're going to need to have some serious conversations about the way you're spending your money. Mm. Like, universities should be shut down because they're fiscally irresponsible in every category.
Well, that's why all of them are broken off, though, now, too. You know, right?
I'm talking about all of the universities, like even the education side.
Yeah, I'm saying the education side completely went away from the athletic side however many number of years ago. And so, yeah, it's pretty insane.
Here's a good one, Josh, from the 816. No NIL money can come from a school. Come on, Bob. This is your job.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My job is to be entertaining, not know the ins and outs of the NIL.
No.
Thanks, Coach.
Keep telling yourself that.
You probably also think grades matter for student athletes.
Keep telling yourself that. Guess what? There's a donation form. Which school would you like to contribute? I'll make sure they get your check.
Yeah, right.
They would love to have you.
That's why the NILs are the universities are creating departments.
I'm sorry, the collective will love to have you. Mm-hmm. We don't know whether Chiefsaholic got caught or not. We have some future bets, though, involving Chiefsaholic we need to get to, and more of our Royals random lineups next.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.